Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's budget speech a comprehensive blueprint for economic transformation. Lok Sabha takes up Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill to further clarify existing provisions. India has moved from a power deficit to a power surplus country. Government informs the Lok Sabha. Polling underway in Bangladesh for parliamentary elections and referendum on constitutional and institutional reforms. And in FIH Pro League Hockey, Indian men's team to take on Argentina in Rourkela today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman gave a comprehensive picture of how this year's budget will contribute to the nation's economic transformation in her speech in the Lok Sabha. Sharing the video of the Finance Minister's reply on the budget in the Lok Sabha on social media, Mr. Modi said that she emphasized on Reform Express, the support to MSMEs, skilling, push to next-gen infrastructure and education, among others. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman replied to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha last evening. She stressed that government is giving a major push to build a robust infrastructure in the country with emphasis on labour-intensive sectors and MSMEs to generate employment opportunities and facilitate growth.
We are continuing our push in building infrastructure. Now, it's not just roads, it's not just national highways, it's also looking at waterways so that the cost of logistics in this country can come down, and states which are very much in the hinterland, not connected to any seaport, will have the advantage of moving goods faster at a lesser cost.
Lok Sabha has taken up the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Industrial Relations Code 2020. The amendment seeks to avoid any future unwarranted complication over the continuity of three laws which was replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. These are the Trade Unions Act 1926, the Industrial Employment Standing Orders Act 1946, and the Industrial Disputes Act 1947, relating to trade unions, industrial employment, and industrial disputes. Though the repeal has occurred by operation of Section 104 of the Code itself, there is a possibility of future confusion being created on a misconceived ground that the Act delegates the power to repeal these enactments to the Executive. In view of it, it is considered desirable to introduce the proposed amendment to avoid any future unwarranted complication. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandaviya moved the bill in the House. Minister of State for Power Shripad Yesso Nayak has said that India has moved from being a power deficit nation to a power surplus country. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Nayak said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several reforms have been carried out in the power sector since 2014. The minister said the Electricity Amendment Bill will be introduced soon, aimed at strengthening the power distribution sector through financial discipline.
Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the power sector has undergone comprehensive reforms since 2014. As a result, India has transitioned from being power deficient to becoming a power sufficient and even power surplus nation.
The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in the Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, BJP leader Madan Rathore said that India's economy has become the fourth largest economy in the world. He said that in the mobile manufacturing sector, India has now become the world's second largest mobile phone producer. He added that earlier there were only two mobile manufacturing units, but today India is in a position to export mobile phones. Mr. Rathore said that earlier around 18,000 villages in the country did not have electricity, but the Narendra Modi government ensured electricity in these villages. Shambhu Sharan Patel of BJP hailed the union budget, saying that it will fulfill the expectations of the countrymen. Earlier, Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan moved the motion for the election of 7 members to the Committee on Public Accounts and Public Undertaking, which was adopted by voice vote. The motion for the election of 10 members to the Committee for the Welfare of SCST has also been adopted in the House. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today alleged that the Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has been making statements without presenting facts or evidence in the House. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament premises, the minister said that decisions regarding the privilege motion against Rahul Gandhi rest with the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. He said that Mr. Gandhi is behaving immaturely, whether in the House or outside the House. Yesterday, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the BJP will move a privilege notice against Leader of Opposition for making baseless statements and misleading the Lok Sabha during the budget discussion. Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandlaje, has said that over 1.6 lakh new subscribers have been added to the Employees Provident Fund Organisation, or EPFO, in Jammu and Kashmir over the past 2 years. Replying in the Rajya Sabha during question hour on the issue of unemployment in Jammu and Kashmir, the minister said the government is working towards the formalisation of the MSME sector in the country. She said 8.2 lakh units have been registered on the Udyam portal, generating employment for around 32 lakh people. Ms. Karandlaje further informed that in Jammu and Kashmir alone, over 3.5 lakh people have received loans worth 4,390 crore rupees under the credit guarantee scheme. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil the name of the building complex Seva Tirth in the national capital tomorrow. The Prime Minister will thereafter formally inaugurate Seva Tirth and Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 and also address a public program at Seva Tirth in the evening. Seva Tirth houses the Prime Minister's office, the National Security Council Secretariat, the Cabinet Secretariat, all of which were previously located across different locations. The new building complexes consolidate administrative functions within modern and future-ready facilities. Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 accommodate several key ministries. The textile industry has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States. Director of Alok Industries Limited and President of Reliance Industries Limited, Anil Rajwanshi, said the agreement will increase business between India and the United States. He added that the deal will benefit over 4.5 crore people in the textile sector.
This agreement will pave way for India's exports, especially where the larger employment sectors are involved, like textile. We have a scope of about $10 to $15 billion worth of exports increasing in textiles alone. Then the footwear, handicrafts, gem and jewelry, chemicals. So there are many this thing. Then secondly, pharmaceutical, where the tariff is become zero. Similarly, some certain electronic parts, certain automobiles. So I think from the point of view of textiles, this will be a boom for textile industry for increasing the exports to America.
Polling is underway for the 13th national parliamentary election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh amid tight security. Voting began from 7:30 a.m. and will continue till 4:30 p.m. at over 42,700 centres across 299 constituencies. Alongside electing a new government, voters are deciding on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter, though critics say combining multiple reforms into a single yes or no question limits voters' choice. More than 12.77 crore voters are eligible to cast their ballots. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
BNP chairman Tariq Rehman voiced confidence about his party's prospects after voting at Gulshan Model High School in Dhaka. He called on voters and party workers to remain at polling stations until the close of voting. Jamaat-e-Islami Amir Shafiqur Rehman, after casting his vote in Mirpur, said his party would not overlook any major irregularities and would act to safeguard voting rights. The European Union Observer Mission has noted positive voter enthusiasm so far, while the Home Affairs Advisor described the polling as peaceful. Results are expected on Friday, though counting may take additional time due to multiple ballots. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Meanwhile, tight security arrangements have been made in the entire Bangladesh border adjoining districts of West Bengal in view of the general election in the neighbouring country. Personnel from Border Security Force and police are keeping vigil on the borders. Normal trade between the countries through immigration checkpost has been stopped at Phulbari in Jalpaiguri district and in other locations. The International Trade Centre in Kuch Bihar's Changra Bandha has been closed since yesterday. Leaders of the 27-member European Union are meeting today at the 16th-century Oldenbeeren Castle in Belgium to discuss the bloc's future strategy amid growing global challenges. The EU faces pressure from the US President Donald Trump's trade stance, China's assertive economic policies, and hybrid threats from Russia. A major point of debate is defense spending. The leaders will also discuss new financial tools to shield the bloc from global trade disruptions, including US tariffs and China's restrictions on critical mineral exports. Back home, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said the government is actively strengthening the integration of artificial intelligence, or AI, in the education sector. Addressing the Bharat Bodhan AI Conclave 2026 in the national capital, the minister said that AI will be incorporated into India's education framework from class 3 through advanced research levels, not only as a subject of study, but also as a research theme, a model of innovation, and a communication strategy. On to sports. In FIH Pro League men's hockey, Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian team will take on Argentina in Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium, Rourkela, Odisha today. The hosts will face Belgium again on the 14th before concluding the leg against Argentina on the 15th of February. India began their FIH Pro League campaign with a 1-3 loss to Belgium at the same venue yesterday. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Namibia at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7 p.m. today. The match between Sri Lanka and Oman is underway at Pallakkale International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. Put into bat first, Sri Lanka posted a target of 226 runs with a loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Oman were 109 for 9 in 16 overs, wind reports last came in. Meanwhile, Nepal will take on Italy at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading on a negative note during afternoon trade today. The Sensex shed 412 points to 83,822, while the Nifty dipped 100 points to 25,854 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT was the major drag, while weakness also persisted in realty and oil and gas. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast isolated rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Arunachal Pradesh over next 3 to 4 days. The Met Department predicted dense fog conditions at isolated places over Meghalaya and Himachal Pradesh over next 2 days. According to IMD, squally weather is likely to prevail over parts of Southwest Bay of Bengal, adjoining to East Equatorial Indian Ocean. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's budget speech a comprehensive blueprint for economic transformation. Lok Sabha takes up Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill to further clarify existing provisions. India has moved from a power deficit to a power surplus country, government informs the Lok Sabha. Polling underway in Bangladesh for parliamentary elections and referendum on constitutional and institutional reforms. And in FIH Pro League Hockey, Indian men's team to take on Argentina in Rourkela today. And with that, we end the midday news.